Back in 2019, before Republican Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene was elected to office, a video was recorded showing her walking up to Parkland shooting survivor David Hogg and peppering him with questions. The video has now gone viral. Let's listen.
If Scott Peterson, the resource officer at Parkland, had done his job, then Nicholas Cruz wouldn't have killed anybody in your high school, or at least protected them. Why are you supporting red flag gun laws that attack our Second Amendment rights? And why are you using kids to get to, as a barrier? Do you not know how to defend your stance?
And what you heard there is David Hogg walking away. He didn't answer Marjorie Taylor Greene's questions. But the newly elected congresswoman is a known QAnon supporter. And Speaker Nancy Pelosi slammed House Republicans for ignoring Greene's support for executing Pelosi and other prominent Democratic politicians. California Congressman Jimmy Gomez has drafted a resolution to expel Taylor Greene. Taylor Greene is now on the House Committee on Education and Labor. WABE reporter Lisa Hagan has been following the political rise of Representative Greene and joins us now. Welcome.
Thanks, Tanya.
Okay, so before this week, a lot of Americans were not familiar with Greene. Who is she and what is her ideology?
So she started on social media around February 2017, according to the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, who you know, they track hate groups, and they started noticing her around then. She was trying to impeach. She was pushing a petition to impeach House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She accused Ilhan Omar of marrying her brother so that he could gain U.S. citizenship. And then she started attending a fair number of pro-Trump and right-wing rallies and really started linking up with some of the actors in those circles. And that was all before that real breakthrough video that you played a clip of.
I want to interject here that one of the ideas she also supports, in addition to all of those you laid out, is that the deadly 2018 California fires were started by a Jewish laser beam from space. Of course, this is a false conspiracy theory rooted in anti-Semitism. I mean, how much of these ideas did she actually share on the campaign trail?
You know... That's not even one that I had heard of, Tanya. So it's not surprising to me that she would pick up on that. That's sort of the culture that really got her to the place that she is now. But once she started really campaigning, she turned down a bit of the conspiracy theory stuff. And what she did run on quite a bit, rather than, you know, those conspiracy theories, she was very anti-Antifa. And I would say that gun rights have been a really winning issue for her from the very beginning.
So tell us a little bit more about the area she represents. Who are her constituents? And is this what got her elected?
She represents an area up in northwest Georgia that certainly, you know, if you drive around there today, there's still plenty of, you know, pro-Trump signs out. You can see the occasional Confederate flag. It is a rural Georgia area with a lot of very, you know, conservative and far-right views.
Putting all of this into context, I mean, Georgia made headlines for electing two Democratic senators. But Marjorie Taylor Greene was also elected to the House. Is she an outlier there?
I think the two sort of go together. And I say that because she has been very, very closely allied with gun rights activists in the state. And in those circles, you hear a constant drumbeat of Georgia is changing. They're going to come for your guns soon enough. The state that you live in and grew up in and love is no longer, it's going to be unrecognizable soon. And I think someone like Marjorie Greene gaining popularity in a moment like this makes sense because this is the sort of inevitable backlash against the changes that we are seeing in the state politically.
Is Representative Greene, who has Trump supported, a sign of the former president's hold on the GOP, you think? Or does she represent another political trend? You said that, of course, we see that a small group can actually have a big impact, but perhaps one in which we see more candidates who propagate conspiracy theories.
You know, I think it is a little bit of both. I think certainly there are a lot of tactics that you can see Marjorie Greene using that are, you know, that are reminiscent of the president. But I also think that it is representative of a different trend that is forming. And I would call it more like a Tea Party 2.0. And I think the difference, you know, with someone like Marjorie Greene and someone like Donald Trump is that Trump is sort of known for being more of a chaotic political figure, right? Marjorie Greene, I think, you know, for Democrats probably represents a much more canny actor because she has very distinct views about what she wants and is very much a conservative, and I think is being advised by conservative actors who really have specific goals in mind.
Representative Greene, as you have noted, has a really strong online presence, and it's largely driven because she's sharing these types of ideas or videos that really support violence. I mean, that is what is of major concern for Speaker Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats and really the general public. I mean, what are your perceptions of this?
I think anyone who is concerned about the language that they're seeing out of Greene should understand that she is part of a community where that kind of language is exceedingly common. And I think we have seen that just in, you know, there were images of people building some sort of execution device at the January 6th riots in DC. This is a common way that people in her circles speak about how to address political issues.
What are you keeping an eye on as Representative Greene continues her tenure in the House?
So some reporting has come out just today on how she's been spending her money. And that, to me, is a very interesting thing. She spent more than $200,000 on Parler, which is the now defunct alternative social media site that has been very popular amongst the far right. And she's been advertising there and on Telegram and all across these alternative messaging sites. I think we're going to see that Greene, like many of the gun rights activists that I've been studying in the state who she's linked up with, are very, very good at raising money. Where the money is coming from and where it's going is going to be where I'm keeping an eye on in the future.
That's WABE reporter Lisa Hagan. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you.